insurance which is based upon the pooling of risks is available to those who wish to guard against a wide variety of accidents and misfortunes. Long experience has enabled those who control insurance companies to assess with great accuracy the average risk of any individual. At any moment, no one can know when, a loss may occur which, if it fell entirely on his own shoulders, might be difficult, if not impossible, to bear. It is important that people should realize the advantages to be gained by availing themselves of the various insurance facilities that exist, so that by payment of a small sum of money, they can protect themselves against the risks to which they are exposed. The necessity for insurance has become more and more recognized in recent years. Its growth has played a great part in the development of trade, and without it, no ordinary trader could conduct his business with any degree of safety. For example, he might suffer a serious loss from fire whilst his goods were being manufactured, in the warehouse, or awaiting shipment, or the vessel in which his goods were shipped might be lost. Any of these accidents could spell ruin, and therefore those involved protect themselves by insurance. Nowadays, the working of a large insurance company is a complex matter. Companies were established originally for transacting one class of insurance business only. Gradually, however, companies extended their operations to other classes, until today the large companies generally transact every branch of the business. In addition to the departments for accepting the various classes of business and dealing with the claims arising, there is a separate and important department which controls the agents. Having appointed responsible persons to act as agents, records have to be kept of all the business introduced. Agents are grouped under districts, each of which is under the control of a branch manager who is assisted by inspectors.